Here we go.
Cool.
For España! Fuego!
Did I even tell you what happened the other day when I went to Starbucks? Okay, so I was picking up coffee for the worship team, and this lady there who was also waiting for her coffee, she just started talking to me like she knew me, and you know, so she's looking on her phone and she's like, "I just can't believe the news." And so I was like, "What news?" And so she proceeded to tell me about a shooting that had happened in the area. Now, I remember seeing this on the news, but I didn't realize that it had happened a few months ago. I mean, you know, a lot of times when they show things on the news, I mean, it's like they just happened, but a lot of times I think the stuff that they do show on the news happened a while ago. So, but she's just going on and on about the shooting, and then she proceeds to tell me about another shooting, and then she goes on about this. I really couldn't follow what she was saying. She was going on about some building that's in a different country, and you know, she took a screenshot, and you know, she said a lot of people don't believe it, but you know, the building, I guess whatever company owns that building also owns like companies here or something. I don't know if it's like here in Fort Wayne or if it's like in the United States, but they're the ones that are causing a lot of whatever she was talking about. I just couldn't follow her. And so it made me curious, just how many shootings are there here in Fort Wayne? And so this is what I found out.
Hope during gun violence. According to VanLifeWanderer.com, Fort Wayne is a safe city as indicated by its crime rate. Fort Wayne had a violent crime rate of 263.94 per 100,000 people. Fort Wayne violent crime rate is 34% below the national average and is one of the safer cities in the United States with a population of over 200,000 people. Fort Wayne crime rate. Here is a breakdown of the crimes compared to 2020. Fort Wayne violent crime rate. In 2021, Fort Wayne reported 702 violent crimes and had a violent crime rate of 263.94 per 100,000 people. The article goes on to list more statistics and interviews with residents. There are many residents who feel safe in Fort Wayne. It also gives advice on how to avoid being a victim of a crime. Do not worry. It is sad that we have crimes at all, but we should take into consideration the fact that there are less crimes here than there are in other major cities. Being the Christian that I am, I do not worry about this. I do, obviously, take measures to stay safe, but I do not spend my days worrying about the crime rate. What good would that do? I thought to myself the other day, if someone said to me, "What can you do about gun violence these days?" Me, personally, probably nothing other than pray for the families who are victims. It seems some kids today think their only solution to their problem is to shoot someone with a gun. I read an article. I will put a link in the description box for this article. The other day, where both parents were arrested because their 9-year-old child accidentally shot himself in the chest. He suffered a collapsed lung and multiple rib fractures with a gun he was frequently allowed to play with. The 9-year-old boy told investigators that there were other guns in the house, AK-47 style pistol, 3 rifles, and 569 rounds of ammunition. It was an older brother that heard the shot and found him. This older boy that found him shot himself in the pinky in 2019 and had to be transported to the hospital in Indianapolis so that they could repair it. The older boy told investigators that back then, He and the then 5-year-old got into an altercation, and the 5-year-old was going to shoot him. Since when has guns been the solution? Why is that the go-to method of dealing with it? There are other cases too of a guy shooting his wife, and then another one where a child was shot. Again, links will be in the description. I guess the bottom line is that yes, these things happen and they're unfortunate, but we can't live our lives in fear. There are scriptures that talk about not living in fear, but I'm not sure they relate to this situation or not. What do you think? Isaiah 35:4 is interesting, but at the same time, scriptures are better off not being used by themselves. I do like Isaiah 41:10 as well. Can you find more? Living in fear. I would like to return to what I said about being a Christian. I look at gun violence differently because I have God in my life. But that's not to say that someone who doesn't have God in their life would not have the same perspective as me. But since I cannot tell from that perspective, I can only tell from mine, I will. I think the difference is that people who don't have God in their life, such as possibly the case with this lady I met at Starbucks, I cannot say for sure if she has God or if my next statement is true, but she seemed to live in fear. Living in fear is not a good way to live life. I suppose if she had a tragic event in her life, I can see how that would lead her to live in fear. But at the same time, it's still not healthy to live in fear. Pray for the victims. If we always worry, it is not healthy. We can't control the violence, but we can make sure we have a chance of not being a victim. We can also pray for the families who have been victims. Because I have strong faith in God, I have hope. Thank you, everyone. I'm Tamara Chaos.